2 Kings 7, verse 1. Going to kind of talk to you prophetically. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 2 Kings 7, verse 1. Then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Tomorrow about this time, a seah," that means measure, "of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Look, if the Lord would make the windows of heaven, in heaven, could this be?" And he said, "In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, "Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we'll die there. And if we sit here, we'll die also. Now, therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall only die." And they rose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they had come to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, no one was there. For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, "Look, the king of Israel has hired us, the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians, to attack us." So that's what they're supposing. Therefore they arose and fled at the twilight and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank and carried from it silver and gold and clothing, and went and hid themselves. And then they came back and entered into another tent and carried some from another also, and went and hid it. And then they said to one another, "We are not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, let us go and tell the king's household." So you all know the story. They go back to town, and the king sends someone out to check it out. And they find out it's true that the Syrian camp is empty. Verse 16. Then the people went out and plundered the tents of the Syrians. So a seah of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs for barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Now the king had appointed the officer on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate. But the people trampled him in the gate, and he died, just as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So it happened just like the man of God said, the prophet said, about this time tomorrow, about this time tomorrow. Wouldn't you like to just hear that today from a prophet? Wouldn't you just like to hear the prophet say, about this time tomorrow, everything's going to start going your way? Wouldn't that be good? I want to talk to you tonight about miracles. The Bible's full of miracles. And miracles are extraordinary events demonstrating divine intervention in human affairs. Miracles. Extraordinary events demonstrating divine intervention in human affairs. Right? So now there are 4 kinds of miracles. There are physical miracles, like the gate beautiful where the lame man, Peter and John, grabbed the lame man. He began to walk in and leaping and praising the Lord. And Peter and John had commanded him to be whole. And so he had a miracle. And then there are provisional miracles. Number 2 would be provisional miracles. And this is like the one we just read about. That was a provisional miracle. And how about where Peter goes and finds the coin? He goes and he finds the coin in the fish's mouth to pay the taxes. That's a provisional miracle. All right. And then there are protection and deliverance miracles. That's like the angel letting Peter out of prison. That's like, the Egyptians all got flooded out when they tried to chase Moses and the crew out. That would be like the snake bite that didn't kill Paul. That would be like sleeping with the lions. That'd be like the 4 guys walking around in the fire. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what those are all about. So protection and deliverance. And then the 4th kind of miracles would be signs and wonders. signs and wonders that God performs. So this is simply God proving his power. It's just like when the sun moved back 10 degrees for Hezekiah. Remember that? Okay, so now, interesting enough, so the four, physical miracles, provisional miracles, protection and deliverance miracles, and signs and wonders that God performs. Those are the basic ones, okay? And what we actually see here is that there are three main people in the Bible who operated in these miracles. Elijah, Elisha, and Jesus. Were there others? Certainly. Absolutely there were others. But these were the main guys that God used in miracles. So, you know this. Elijah performed 8 miracles, right? Now, Elisha asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit, and he performed 16 miracles. Isn't that amazing? And then there were so many miracles done by Jesus that they could not all be held in this book. Amen. And they're still happening today by Jesus. Amen. So we can't write those down. Amen. So, but heaven will have record of every one of them. Praise the Lord. So now here's something, the striking similarity here between these three prophets of God. And it is this. They all began and ended their ministries with provisional miracles. All of them, they all started. Elijah stopped and started the rain. That was his first one. Remember that? And then when he was headed to be taken up by God, he had to cross the Jordan. And so that provisional miracle was that the water held back and he walked over on dry land. And so starting at the beginning, at the end, he had provisional miracles. With Elisha, Elisha followed him, remember? So his first miracle, when he said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And he throws down the mantle and the waters part again. So he has his first miracle is a provisional miracle. And so he comes on through that. And that's interesting that he did that. And then what happens next, his last thing is actually this, the one we just read. He was the one who prophesied that the Syrian camp would be available. Wow. He was the one that did. That was his last miracle. Isn't that interesting? And so all three, now Jesus, what did he do? He turned the water to wine to save the wedding. Amen. And then the last miracle we see Jesus doing is when he hollers out there at Peter at the boat. He's already resurrected, and he said, "Throw the net down on that side." Remember that? And so he ends with a provisional miracle. Glory to God. So all three of these prophets, and of course one of them being the Son of God, actually started and ended with provisional miracles. So we can see that they're important. And when you start studying them, you find out that God almost always performs provisional miracles before he does the physical miracles. It's very interesting. And there's a reason for this, and I'm going to give you the answer if you want to know it. Physical miracles always produce increase. Physical miracles do, right? So if there's no provision made for that increase first, then the increase is lost. And I'll give you some examples of that. If no provision is made, the increase is lost. And you can see that pertains to the harvest and will pertain to this great harvest that is going to come in these end times. Remember there at the Gate Beautiful, Acts 3:7, they command him to get up. He gets up. He gets a miracle. And what happens next? 5,000 people come into the kingdom. And so there had to be provision for who was coming in. You have to make provision for who is coming in. Stop and think about that. That's a good thing. You have to. So physical miracles produce increase. But what would happen if you have physical miracles and you don't have provision? Now, church, as we flow into this great awakening, the spirit of Elijah will come upon the church. The spirit of Elijah, it will come on the church, I'm going to tell you, collectively. Wow. Collectively. Yeah. It won't just be Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland and Brother Hagin and who, you know, big name people. The spirit of Elijah will come on the church, particularly in the local churches. So what I'm telling you right now is the spirit of Elijah is going to come on you as we go closer into these end times. Now, the spirit of Elijah is a spirit that prepares for the coming of the Lord Jesus. That's what that's all about. And so as that spirit comes on us, we will experience the same flow. Listen, the same flow of miraculous power that Elijah had. The same flow. You're going to see that. We're just going to have a good time. Praise the Lord. And so these miracles will begin to break. There's miracles right now all the time. But they're going to begin to break out collectively. I mean, just in meetings, as the glory falls in places, everyone in the place will get something. Yeah. Amen. So, it's interesting that when Elisha got the double portion of the Spirit, he stepped right over into provisional miracles. He stepped right over into it. He didn't, it was just there. He just got it, turned around, provision was there. Yeah. Think about that. Yes. Just be thinking about that. You get it, and there's the power for provisional miracles. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, like the lady who God increased that oil in all the boiled, borrowed vessels. You remember that? Yeah. What did he ask her? Do you remember what he asked her? He said this, what do you have? What do you have in your house? Walk with me. So here he comes. He's functioning in this now. She needs something.
Yeah.
He approaches her. This is the Elisha one, not the cake lady with Elijah. This is the other one. The cake lady. Well, she did good too. She got one too. So, what do you have in your house? Now, listen, church, here's the thing you need to understand. God is going to work a miracle with what you have, not what you don't have. Now, yes, I'm including finances. We're talking about provisional here, but all that you have. He's going to work miracles with what you have. What's already there. You don't have to go looking for it. It's who you are. And it's going to be available. It's time to be thinking about these things. So, you know, that's why actually, and we'll talk about finances for just a minute, that's why actually we sow seeds of finance, because it goes into the kingdom realm and it multiplies. Well, everything that you sow, from your worship leading to whatever you do for God, even in your assignment, whatever you're sowing seed for, seed multiplies. Hey, God multiplies every other kind of seed. Why wouldn't he have multiply these seeds? He calls them seeds. He calls your finances seeds. Amen. That's what the Apostle Paul called them. That's what Jesus was talking about with the word. And, of course, it also tells you how the whole kingdom of God works over in Mark 4. So tonight you may not have what you need, but you have a seed.
Yeah.
Financial seed, talent seed, prayer seed, word seed, whatever it is, whatever it might be. So you have what you take, what you have, what it takes to set a miracle in motion. Right now you do. Right now you have what it takes to set a miracle in motion. So let's stop reaching as if this is so far from us. God Almighty called us as a family, a local church as a family, to do miracles.
Yeah.
And to have miracles.
Yeah.
A miracle's gonna knock on your door and fulfill, mix in with what you have at your home and do a miracle.
Yeah.
Miss Margaret was at the prayer meeting yesterday, and she sat across the table from me, and she said, I just feel like I need to say this. Something around here is about expansion. I took that because I've been praying about that. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so expansion is good. Praise the Lord. So you have what it takes. So I know that everybody here understands that the kingdom works like the farming principles. Just remember this. You get a miracle by seeding, not pleading. Okay? It's not about pleading. Church, the most studied, high-powered, preaching anointed Christian will sometime find themselves going, God, if... And then you go, wait a minute, he's already done it. Yeah. But you'll try to go there. I tried to go there last week about something. And I was like, wait a minute, what am I doing? Who's putting that thought in my mind? It's already done. I just need to take it. Yeah. But those kind of thoughts will try to come to you. You already have it. You have it in your house. Yeah. You have it in this house. Right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you may have something in your house that turns into something great. Praise the Lord. So listen, the Church of the Living God is standing on the verge of the greatest move of God to reach and rescue the souls of men and women on this earth. That's where we are right now. And to reap that kind of harvest, it's going to require the miracle power of God. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to be big, like Jesus appearing to those 200 Muslims. Yeah. It's going to be big stuff. It's shocking stuff to people that don't get this. Mm-hmm. It's not that shocking to us. We're thrilled, mm-hmm. but we're not surprised. No. Amen. So don't be surprised at your prosperity. Yeah. Don't be surprised at the power that flows through you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be trembling and turning into a bright light for God to release his power through you. Mm-hmm. You just have to be available. That's right. Amen. When the switch gets thrown, you're there and you're ready. It's about being available. Amen. So, miracles will begin to explode all over. I believe that with all my heart. And they're going to explode right here. Now, the prophecies say that it's going to happen in the local churches. And then I believe that, of course, I'm all about church planting and evangelism and all that. I believe we have to take it to the streets, absolutely. But the local church will be the birthing place of these things happening. Amen. So, but God cannot pour out his power if people are stuck on... They're stuck in places where, you know, they can't even afford to get out of town. Mm-hmm. We got to have some funds. And if we can't afford for people to come in, what will we do? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to be crowded at 200 people. Well, 250. Sometimes we've had that many in here. But we would be getting really crowded with, you know, it'd be real hard to put 500 people in this space. So it's time to start thinking about that. It's time to start thinking about where are we going to take it? What are we going to do with it? Because I promise you, people will line up for miracles. They'll stand out all day long for miracles because they want to have them. And God has called us for that, for such a time as this. And so we need to dream big. We need to think big. We need to listen to God and ask him where we're going next. Amen. Just thought I'd put that in your thinking. So, we have to have provision to bring them in, and we have to have provision to take the power to the world. Mm-hmm. You still have to buy an airplane ticket, or if you had a plane, you'd have to get the jet fuel. Right? Yep. Right? Uh-huh. So that we have to have provision. If you don't have prosperity to propel you along, you're not going to get very far. So that's going to take all of us not living in this. Well, I could pay my bills. It's not going to cut it. We don't need to live just being able to pay our bills. We need, of course, that we're all tithers. When I look around and look at your faces, we're all tithers. We're all givers. We've all donated. We've done that. We'd all do that regularly. But we're going to have to go higher in believing God to get our harvest for what we have sown. We need to put our faith on that because God wants to do provisional miracles now. He's always wanted to bring us a harvest. He's always wanted us to receive a harvest. But now I'm telling you and announcing to you today that we are supposed to receive provisional miracles. Thank you for that, Lord. We're believing it. So you can have the power. You can have a powerful prayer life. You can, but if you don't have prosperity to propel you along, you'll fall short somewhere. Because how are you going to get to where you're going? If they called you to another country right now, if we didn't pay your way, how would you get there? What if God didn't call me to say, yeah, we'll cover it? What if he didn't do that? We need to be able to do that.
True.
Each and every one of us. I know you're with me on that. I know you believe that. You know, the religious community gets fighting mad when you preach prosperity. Mm-hmm. They just get fighting mad. But they don't realize that God is preaching it. God is preaching it. He started preaching it with Abraham. Actually, he made a provisional miracle before he created Adam. He put the garden there first. And then he put them in the garden. He's always the provider. He's the supplier. We're the demand. And don't get mad and get religious over the word demand. You know what I mean by that. He says, count on me. You can count on me, but you're going to have to receive it. We went to grandparents' day today, and with Paisley, and of course all of your children were there, and they all came up, and we got pictures and had a good time. But the little ones got to go to the book fair, and we were going around playing the scavenger hunt with Paisley, and there were two little boys there that had no grandparents there. They lived far away, and so I immediately picked this one out, and lo and behold, Deb picked the same kid out. And so he got invited. We became his surrogate grandmothers. But the second little, this boy was in. His name was Daniel, and he was in. Okay, I'm going to the book fair. I said, we'll buy you something. Well, okay. The second little boy, he'll go, but he wasn't going to take the gift. He wasn't willing to receive. He was too shy about it. So Pastor Deb told him, you know, when someone offers you a gift, you should take it. And he finally did. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting, Paisley didn't have a bit of trouble.
No, not at all.
She said, come on, Gran. She said, this is Gran and Gigi. We're going over here. And so she got her a book and a pen, and we went and checked out. But she knew that we were blessed to bless her.
Exactly.
That we came, we wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Now, we need to feel that way about God.
Amen.
He wants to bless you, and then he wants you to be willing to pick somebody out in this world. That you could help a country, a nation, a person, some people, whoever it is, seeing people get saved. That's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to bless you. He wants for things to change. Okay, we'll wrap this up. So these days that we're going to see that God is going to use who's available. Yeah, I could just preach that all day long. If you're available, God will use you. Be available to receive. I don't have to sit here and preach to you guys about giving. You do it. You sow all the time. I'm preaching to you about receiving. Get it in your heart what God has for you and get it. Because we're going to need it as we move forward. Amen. So, you know, if God, how did he feed the prophet with the ravens and the widows? Now, if he has to use birds and widows, he will. But I'd just like to go ahead and get in that crowd. I want him to use me. I'm ready to take the increase. So he's just looking to see where our heart is. Because where your treasure is, That's where your heart is. Where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. And so that's all he's looking for, is a receiving heart. And knowing that, that we're not meeting here just so we can get a mark and say we've been good. We're way past that. This is not that kind of church. We're meeting here to get full of the word, to learn the word, to fellowship and to encourage one another. And I'm blessed to know that you all do that. We've become a family. But we're also engaged in a prophetic move to be in this awakening and enter into the glory of God and let the crowds come and be sent out.
Yeah.
Amen. Both. Praise the Lord. God is good. So we're called to have that those provisional miracles. So listen, maybe you're not at the place right now where you've broken through to the next level. That's my prayer right now. I'm ready for me to break through to the next level. I'm ready in many areas of my life, including finances. Well, 2024 is about to be the year of more than ever before. More than ever before, in many ways, more than ever before. But it won't be more than ever before because the prophet said it would be. It's going to be more than ever before if you choose to believe it and you do something about it. You start connecting with that. You start looking for that. You start believing, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to move ahead. I'm going to move up. And it's going to cause me to be able to do more things that I want to do. And God wants to bless you for all you want to do. But listen, we got to get things moving. Jesus is coming. This spirit of Elijah is coming on us and we're going to move in it. And you know, here's what you do. If you want to choose to believe and do something about it, I'll tell you how to do it. Hang around with God. Hang around with him and that'll do it. If you hang around with God in the word, in prayer, in fellowship, with his spirit, being filled with the spirit, praying in the spirit, your capacity will increase financially in every way. And you know, if something out here starts falling off, just say no. Don't take going backwards. You're going to have to do that from in here. If things start slacking off, don't pull back. Don't pull back. Just say, No, we're going forward. We're not stopping our giving. We're not stopping the way we live. God said he'd be the provider. And you'll just snap that devil lion too. It'll just snap into. He tries to get you to back up.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We're not backing up. Amen. So, God thinks big. He thinks big. And you can't be a mediocre thinker and get the big job done. You have to think big. Listen, as we're closing here, I want to say this to you. So think about this. You may have a limited paycheck. You may get a paycheck. Some of us get paychecks. But you don't have to have a limited income. You don't have to. I get the same paycheck every week. But my income has never been limited. God always has another way, another way. I get called to go preach somewhere. Or someone will send me money. Or whatever it is. There's always some way that God has something else come in. All the time. Praise the Lord. It's amazing how so. Keep that in your thinking. As we start moving into this next year, your check is not your limit.
That is right.
It's not your limit. You have the blessing on you and you have the favor of God on you. You have the power and the opportunity to see this next year become the year like that is more and it's like never before. Amen. We need to move forward. Man, I was looking at the, you know, how y'all do LinkedIn, you know, if you're a business person, we've all done the LinkedIn thing, you know, and so they keep hitting my LinkedIn with, they want me to come and apply for a pastoral job. And, Chris and I were laughing about it. It's actually in this area. And the pay is like three times the amount I make. And I told Chris, I said, man, maybe I better go over there and take that job. He said, yeah, do it in the second service. Praise the Lord. But so no, I can do it right here and begin and my pay can increase.
That's right.
Amen. I can do what I'm called to do. I'm not called to cross the river. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody else will do that. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I'm never mind. I'm not good. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Deb. Thank you. So just let the Lord expand your vision. Let him expand your vision so that your paycheck. Hey, what if your paycheck ended up being your seed? What if that just ended up with that? That was just extra money. Can you think like that? Remember one day we had this thought. Can you believe that it couldn't get worse? That you wouldn't get any worse tomorrow? And everybody in here went, yeah. Well, could you believe that one day your paycheck would just be extra? It'd just be extra. I can. I believe it right now. I'm just taking on provisional miracles. I'm just believing it. Hey, remember the guy who traded off the paperclip? That's a miracle. That was a miracle. He traded that paperclip up until he ended up with a house. And I just told the story. And I walked out of here with $10,000. That someone in here said, well, what are you dreaming about? And they gave me $10,000, which I went and did what God had planned for it. But the truth is, and that person is blessed because of it, those persons. But just think about that. Just think about that person had that to do that.
Yeah.
What if you could do that for someone?
Yeah.
Not everybody here probably has $10,000 that they could be so generous with. But you will be by 2025. If you'll believe God. If you'll step up and believe God. And don't run off in your thinking like, okay, now what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Ease up. Pray. Let it come to you. Go fishing with Hector or something. Chill out a little bit. Let the idea flow. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Put pressure on the Word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You put pressure on the Word. So the gospel is good news, and good news to the poor is that they don't have to be poor anymore. So this is where we're headed. Lord, we're coming out of the wading pool and we're going into the deep, and we're going to go so far into the deep that we can receive everything he has. We're going into the deep, into the glory. We're going into the deep in all the miracles. We're going into the deep in how we win people to Jesus. We're going into the deep of how we can help people. We're doing it.
Yep.
It's what we're called to do.
Yes.
We weren't called to just be surface people.
No.
We're going to do it. And so we'll have to have provision for all these miracles. When people are lined up at the door, we have to have a place to put them.
Yeah.
Amen. And we will. We'll have to have something, and we'll have to have the physical stamina to do it.
Right.
You take Tuesday night, you take Wednesday night, we're going to have to do whatever we have to do to see it. I'm believing this, church. This is not just some thing that I'm trying to tease you with. This kind of stuff is going to happen. Just like they lined up at Pensacola, just like they lined up at Toronto, but they're going to do it in many churches. I was thinking about that college that just had an ongoing Asbury. That could just break out anywhere. It could just break out anywhere. It could break out at Faith Academy. It could. It could break out at this high school. It could break out right here. I'm telling you, God's ready to roll.
Yep.
Amen. So he's finding people that he can trust to be channels. He's going to multiply your seed. He's going to do it with every kind of seed you have, particularly financially. He wants to bring forth provisional miracles, and he's doing it for the sake of the harvest. Will you qualify? Will you qualify? If you're a believer and a giver and a receiver, you qualify. That's all you have to do is just be a receiver. Smith Wigglesworth said this. He said he prophesied that in the last major move that God would move in Australia, New Zealand, and the islands of the world. They would be the last ones to get the biggest boom. Well, guess what? We're in North America, so we're ahead of them. So who knows that we won't be sent to those places? Amen? Amen. We're going to have it because we do have it already. So we're asking for provisional miracle so that we can be ready to welcome all the people who need miracles in their bodies, in their families, in their finances. We're going to help people. That's what we're going to do. We're going to help people. Now, I'm closing with this. Here's your prophetic word here. So listen to me. Right now, God is offering the blessing and the favor to increase our lives. Take that and meditate on it, because 2024 will open the door like never before. 2024 is about more and more, and 2024 is going to be a year like never before. And if you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for blessing our time together. We do receive right now. We are believing that the miracle worker is among us. Jesus is among us. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the anointing on our lives, the miracle power on our lives. And Jesus, we thank you for what you did for us. If you never did anything else for us, I would serve you all the days of my life, because I'm going to live forever because of you. And I thank you for that. But you've done everything. Just like it said over in Romans, it says, God gave us Jesus. Wouldn't he give us all other things? And so we're grateful for all the things, and we receive them, Lord. And Father, I pray that my dear friends here will understand how valuable they are. How valuable they are to you. I thank you for blessing them this week. Father, give everybody a big old peek into provisional miracles in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's receive our offering. Glory to God. This would have been a good time for everybody to be here.
Yes. Good work.
Praise the Lord. They'll have to go back and listen to it. Thank you, Jesus, for it. You guys come on and bless the people. Thank you, Lord. God is good. If you would like to, yes. I need to finish the offering. Okay, if you would like to give via text message, you can give to VCHL, and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link, complete your gift. The rest of you all here, and probably most of those listening online, already know how to give to Victory Church. So we bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye now. So, Friday night, 6:30 here. It'll take us about an hour and a half. The tree will already be put up. John's going to put the tree up tomorrow. The boys already helped him get all that stuff down. And so he'll have the tree up. So we're just going to come in here and decorate. Some people have to go. Y'all have to be somewhere else. I know there's a parade downtown. Just pray and ask the Lord which one you're supposed to be at. I'm sure someone will come here and help us. And so it shouldn't take us long to get all the decorations up. And then we'll enjoy them. And we're going to enjoy our parties. I do want to tell you this about Christmas Eve. It is a Sunday. We are going to meet. We're going to meet from 10 to 10:40, in and out. We're going to sing some Christmas songs. We're going to thank Jesus for what he's done. We're going to bless him and have a Christmas Eve service, but it's going to be quickly so you can get back to your families, okay? We will have our party. That's what? The 18th? 17th. 17th that night. The kids have a play that they're going to do for you. Nina has been heading that up, so it's going to be good. And I have something fun for y'all to do. We'll just have fun that night, and we'll read the Christmas story and sing some songs. But everybody's going to get to have some fun with this idea that I've come up with. Y'all are going to like it. Anyway, I guess we're good. Everything good? Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all for your serving. Thank you for coming on Thanksgiving. That turned out really well. It was a blessing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
These three right here put it all together, and It turned out good. Did anyone taste the food? They said it was Cornish hens. That's pretty cool. Pretty fancy. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's stand up. God is good. There are commissary items that we are sending to the crisis center. It's stuff, anything like toilet paper, paper towels, laundry soap, shampoo, any item you want to bring or some items, we're going to send that over. Those are the people that are doing that transitional housing with Kevin and them, the people that Deb and Danny hang out with, all the preachers they hang out with. Anyway, it's a really something nice, and most of y'all know Kevin Nauman, and so he's a sweet man, and they're good people.
Totally.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. All right, everybody healed and well? All right, ready? Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go